您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Women who suffer great pain during menses period may get a one-day paid leave in Guangdong province. Authorities are collecting public opinion on this proposal. Do you think it is feasible?
广东省正在就一项送审稿征求公众的意见，如果有医疗机构的证明，女职工可以带薪休假一天痛经假，这得到不少有难言之痛的女性的大力支持，同时也带来了不少疑问，这项规定有可能推行开来吗？
So what is this paid menses leave that has been in the news a lot?
Well, basically, China's Guangdong province has proposed a regulation asking employers to give a full paid day off to the female employees who suffer from painful menstruation. And actually, Guangdong province is not the only province that's promulgated such regulation, because in recent years, both Hubei and Shanxi province have launched similar policies. According to the regulation, female employees need to show a doctor's note valid within 6 months,proving that they are incapable of working under intense pain during their periods. And, from my perspective, I want to say that,
From your perspective, how very interesting, the only man in the studio, but as a friend of, you know,all females, I suppose. Luo Yu, what do you have to say?
Yeah, as a loyal friend to all females,
including
women and girls, I definitely applaud this move. It's quite necessary, I mean, to protect women's rights. Although we couldn't tell the severity of the painfulness, because it's really hard to quantify the painfulness. I think it's quite necessary. Once you're suffering pain, basically couldn't concentrate on your work. And it's not only my words. According to survey, basically,more than 85% of the females said that they have been severely affected by the menses that actually caused them they cannot concentrate on their work.
But this is kind of like walking a fine line between, you know, medical and health reasons and privacy, you know, because like these women basically have to go to a doctor andget a note that says that they're having their period, but, you know,
and a lot of pain, right?
Yeah, but, like, what woman in, you know, like, would want to, like, that, for me, that's kind of, like, embarrassing to, you know, publicly declare that I have my menses at that time of the month, right? So, you know, you get, like, a lot of, like, whispers and talks and pointing, so, you know, like, having, like,your menses is still sort of like a stigma in society.
Why is it a stigma? Isn't it
just a natural thing? You don't have to publicly announce that you have experienced menses. I mean, just you tell your boss about it, that's done.
Yeah,
no whispers around.
That being said, but I can understand
what Darius
is saying.
It's still very embarrassing, especially like if your boss is a man, you know, like having, you know, declared that in front of a person of the opposite sex is still very...you know, embarrassing for some women. They're still, like, shy about, you know, revealing their bodily functions to
it's
people.
A little bit awkward.
Yeah.
Because I think, in a way, it's kind of like mixing your private life withyour daily conduct in business or in the office.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be a mix like that. At least I know some women are going to feel a little bit uncomfortable about it.
Yeah.
And further, you need a doctor's notice. If you don't, then...you don't have the proof of what you're talking about, and that's going to be a bit troublesome, too, because let's say, try to imagine you are that female that's under extreme pain, and you can still go to the hospital and get a doctor's note? I mean, how does that even work out?
That's one side of the picture. The other side of the picture is that a lot of women might be taking advantage of these doctor's note.And I think a black market will be spawned. A lot of doctors will fabricate a doctor's note for them. There is definitely a market there. See, if you have 1 day or 2 days off, within a month. So cumulatively, it'll be 15 to 30 days per year.
What is it? 15 to 13 days?
15?
It's only 12
months. Oh, 12, right. 12. So 12 to 24, sorry, about my calculation. So that's about half to nearly 1 month then, right? 20 days is working days for a whole month. Every single month, if you're asking for 1 or 2 days leave, it's like, you know, you're asking for extra money from a boss because you haven't produced any value to your company. At the same time, you get
any
paid.
Any value to the company?
How? But like, if you take 1 or 2 days off for the rest of however many days, 18, 19, 20 days a month, you're not doing anything?
But you're paid by your boss. And you have the right not to do anything at your home because you're having a rest.
Yeah, but that's just 1 or 2 days. For the rest of the month, you're still working and you're still producing something.
Cumulatively, within one year, you would get 20 days off.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But still, like, you're still producing. You know, you're still working for the rest of the month.
If I had menses, I wouldn't be working at my home.
That is a picture too beautiful to imagine and too bloody that I would not want to imagine about it at all. And here we've got some very lovely WeChat listeners leaving all kinds of messages, including, this is obviously a guy, so I have to read it out. That is from Robert on WeChat, says, in my opinion, it is very necessary for women. It is better for he proposes 2 days per month instead of just 1 day. See, I think Robert has just beat Luo Yu in terms of being the most loyal friend to the female breed.
I think, you know, many people have thought about this regulation out of very good intention. Even as early as 1993, the central government implemented a similar regulation in health services for female employees to have a day or 2 days off. And see, what do we see next? Because I haven't heard or seen too many people taking advantage of having these 1 hour day offs, right? For one thing, I think I tend to agree with what Doris said. Women tend to be shy and timid. And also, the
not
problem.
Not all of us, though. I mean,
right.
Stop putting like racial, not racial, sexual discrimination stereotypes on the females. But anyway, continue.
Right. You have to look at these from a practical perspective. How about the company?
Mm.
And how about the women? Like, if they want to climb up the social ladder, if they're asking 1 day or 2 days off every month, I mean, this will definitely influence their future career.
Influence their future career in the sense
they want to get a become
I mean, like, how would it, you're saying that it's going to negatively influence their
yes.
career, right? Well, this is kind of echoed by our WeChat listener who left us a message yesterday, so very eager and, you know, nice listener of ours, Li Zifayar, Liu Shukaihua, Jerry, so probably a guy, and says that this is going to be very difficult to operate in real life because, you know, the boss is going to be taking consideration like salary, pay, and annual leaves as well. And not all our companies in China even provide you a paid annual leave. And also, he predicts that to avoid legal complications, let's say if this proposal is enacted, if it does in the future, then probably these bosses are not even going to hire some women because
right.
just to save the trouble and save the cost. And if this kind of rules come true, it surely would be a burden to these companies, which particular those that hire a lot of women, such as I'm thinking about maybe beauty
nurses.
Parlor or nurses or, you know, those kind of industries. So that's, you know, a lot of good points that Jerry brought up. And we've got some other interesting comments from, for example, what Susie left us, says that it sounds all sweet and considerate of this yimajia until it requires a doctor's diagnosis. And also talks about the government should care more about the females' well-being and should be granting this to every working woman in the nation and not just be something that only the Guangdong province authorities are considering right now. And Jesse says, I just want to say three words. Please implement it now. And so, yeah, we've got some divided views, but very rational, I think, looking at this proposal of having a menses period paid leave. So, guys, I just want to ask you one question here. That is, how is it going to be implemented, let's say, if it is going to be passed?
Well, I don't think that they should, like, single out the women for this, like, menses leave, you know, just in case that women, again, you know, they get embarrassed by revealing that they're having their menses every month. I think it should be sort of, like, implemented as a sick leave kind of holiday for both men and women within the company, so you can feel free to, you know, take a day off every month if you do feel the pain. And if not, like, you can accumulate it. Just this is just like in an idealistic society, you can accumulate the sick day into your annual leave, add it on, you know, so you can have a longer vacation afterwards.
Yeah, I think for women it should be menses paid leave, one day off, and for guys, especially married guys, I think they need a bit more time to spend with the family and look after kids and not just make it the mother's job. If they can get an extra day, that would be wonderful.
So that's 陪伴大姨妈假, like accompanying the menses off.
Well, I was thinking about the kids, but I mean, if that's
maybe
what's
like
in your mind too, then why not?
Maybe like a paternity day for dad and children.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit confused with one part that I can't find information anywhere about. Is, let's say if this is implemented, then would it be added day of paid leave, or is it just going to be one of the days deducted from your paid annual leave or your sick leave, or, you know, what's already available for you?
I don't think there's anything to be deducted. Sorry. I think one possible solution for this problem is that just adopt the flexible working hours. Like, well, you're a woman, you are suffering pain during the period, and then you can work at home. Even if you're at home, you can do some work, or even after you come back to the office, you can make it up for it. I think no problem about that. Also, another possible strategy from me is that, okay, no matter big companies or small companies, be it by small ones or big ones, all the companies have to follow this regulation if the government has promulgated such regulation. And those who do not comply with the regulation will be punished severely from the government. And those who are good kids, who are good companies, performers in terms of protecting women's rights, will be getting government subsidies. And this will put all the companies and employers and employees in a benign circle. Otherwise, I mean, the implementation tends to be the biggest problem here. I mean, all the people, like company, wants to protect women's rights. I think majority of the companies do think so. And women want to protect themselves, that's for sure. But how to implement it? I think probably, you know, differentiated strategy catering to different companies is a possible way out there, maybe?
I like it when you, do an analysis on the practical side of things. And yes, I do agree, when it comes to enforcement, it's always very difficult. Even if this is, well, this isn't usually written in the contract, but as we know, when it comes to the workplace, often the employer has the upper hand, and the employee, often with many these workplace disputes, with contract disputes, don't really have much of a bargaining power here. So I think that is, in general, a bigger problem that when we talk about these kind of topics, often it occurs. And I'm sorry, but I need to revisit something a bit trivial here, because it just suddenly came into my mind. I don't think this is going to be all that useful, because not all ladies have period cramps. Not all of us suffer from this pain. And when you have a differentiated case, when not everyone is on the same page and is in the same situation, often it is very difficult to judge who has the rights to take this one day off or not. I mean, this is going to be a messy situation, I think. And Xiaoning, our WeChat listener, first time seeing you, hello, says that she agrees with Luo Yu. What? Not with us? And says that we should take the influence of this leave for female employers under consideration when it comes to your future career and how your boss is going to judge who should be promoted next, because it does sound like extra cost for the employer, and I hate it when we talk about these. Well, it's a bit of a social issue, and it seems like it's only the cost-benefit analysis that is being looked at here. But if you look at the benefit part, if you have these flexible policy for female workers, for whatever workers, if you have a flexible policy addressing to personal needs, then in the long term, you're actually increasing the loyalty of your employee to your organization, because if my employer actually cares about me, why would I want to leave, even if, you know, I get paid a little bit more? But if the pay is a lot bigger, then we'll see how that will happen.